This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm here today with Fraser Ross to talk about his new album that came out last Friday called Thunderhead. How are you doing today, Fraser?
I'm doing very well, Maddie.
Excellent. Well, firstly, congratulations. Big achievement putting an album out into the world. How are you feeling after its release?
Thank you. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. How has the reception been so far? Have you been pleased with it? What's been going on in your world?
Yeah, I've got lots of nice messages, you know, from people. I actually went away for the weekend to like the top of Takaka Hill, which is out of range.
Oh, nice.
Probably slightly silly, so I sort of came back last night and had a whole lot of messages, which is great.
Yeah, how was Takaka though?
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, we just had a big sort of party up there and
that
sort of played a
fun
sort of show around a big massive campfire.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Quite a cool way to celebrate it.
It sounds pretty ideal, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you feeling about the album? What inspired this album? What was the story behind it?
Well, I got the title Thunderhead from I was actually travelling through the States.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up in a place in Montana called the Thunderhead Artist Refuge.
Nice.
Which was like a, just a whole lot of like artists and musicians building log cabins in the middle of this national forest.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
It was like a bit of a land.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we'd be building during the day and then have these big campfires at night.
Nice.
Well, big campfire, and just have massive jams around it. And it was so cool. Like, all these great musos. And I was sort of trying to deal with getting over a relationship that I'd tanked.
Yeah.
It was good. It's just a good sort of a healing time and, you know, sort of metaphorical and physical place where I started turning around, I guess.
Nice.
Coming back home.
Yes. So would you say those themes of like coming back home and all that carry on into the album? What's the story?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty thematically coherent or like
coherent,
singular in its colours. Just me reflecting on how I can be.
So did you write Did you write the album at the Artist Refuge, or was it a bigger, longer process behind that?
Longer process than that. I wrote that song Thunderhead on my last night there.
Nice.
And, I think that was the only one that I wrote up there. But, all around that time, just sort of since, I think it's like been 5 years since I put out an album, so.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
Relatively long amount of time.
For sure. So what's the... So 5 years, very long time, very long personal time, I don't know. But what... So you said the end of a relationship inspired it. Were there any other personal experiences going on in your life at the time that led you to create this album and put that out in the world?
Whether that led to it... Well, I can tell you there was one interesting thing that happened when I was actually going to record the album Wellington.
Yeah.
So I was living in Lyttelton, and my flatmate was dropping me at the airport, like, really early. It was, like, 5 a.m., you know, that cheap first flight.
Fair.
the classic. and so she dropped me up there, and it was dark. And then when I landed in Wellington, my phone was flying up, and our flat burnt down.
Oh, Jesus.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Which is weird. So all our stuff got destroyed, and... Unfortunately, her dog was in there as well.
No.
It was a little bit sad and traumatic. And
oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I was in the studio for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, living in the studio and recording there. And it was so... I guess the recording of it was actually incredibly cathartic. By the time I'd done my 3 days in the studio, I was kind of like... Because you get kind of a buzz, I guess, when you go and create, or, you know, things come out. So I was actually, had almost moved on after 3 days, but my poor flatmate, who's a dear friend of mine, she was, took her a little bit longer. But we managed to make a couple of music videos together that I've released for the album. So it's kind of all been infused with
little bit.
There's something about fire that is it's a renewing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? Like cathartic.
Sort of burn down the old and start afresh.
Something like hopefully. That.
Yeah, hopefully this album's imbued with that sort of spirit as well, to a degree.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So, so you said you released a couple of music videos for the album. Tell us a little bit about those. What's the story behind a couple of them? Like,
okay, well, because they're all to do with this theme of, like, moving on
with
people. So the first one we did, because I do some building as well during the day. And my friend actually needed a fence built between her and her neighbour. And I was like, oh, this would be a perfect visual metaphor for what's going on in this song.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Putting up and separating of things. So I just got my flatmate /videographer, her to help me build the fence, and we just filmed it, basically.
That's pretty cool.
She was my builder's labourer video operator, and then we just edited it together, and it was like, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
we did a little bit of my friend pretended to be angry at me and threw a coffee cup at me, and
nice.
Pretended like we were breaking up on screen.
Oh yeah,
it was great. So that was a real 2-for-1-er
for sure. Yeah,
got paid to build a fence and I made a music video.
How good, ideal situation, really.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then the other one. The one that's for Thunderhead, the song Thunderhead, we just filmed. I saw this person like hooning around on a lime scooter, and he was sitting on a chest of drawers, and it just looked so funny.
Yeah.
But it was so inventive and like a great way to. I don't know if he was moving drawers or moving house or what, but I was like, that would be another funny visual metaphor to sort of put in a music video. So I just filmed myself driving around on a lime scooter. On a chest of drawers, basically.
Fair enough.
Just driving around Christchurch and stuff, and it was, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot of fun.
No, that sounds pretty fun. I mean, I'm absolutely terrified of lime scooters after an incident I had at home, falling off one, going down a hill with my friend on the back, but props to you for doing that with a chest of drawers. That's impressive.
Were you doing that in Dunedin?
No, I grew up in Australia, so I was in Brisbane coming home from a gig, and I was going to my friend's like room in Brisbane, and we were going down this massive hill on this lime scooter, and I was like driving it and she was holding onto me, and then we hit this rock and just went flying head over heels on this lime scooter down a hill. Yeah, not the ideal situation, but you know, live to tell the tale, I guess, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a lot of people have, you know, I mean, that's quite a bad one, but yeah.
Yeah, not ideal, really, but yeah, I mean.
Not ideal.
No, no. But yeah.
Yeah, I've actually caned off one before as well at night.
God.
When I didn't, it was quite dark and I didn't see that the footpath had changed, and I kind of hit a gutter and just went right over it.
That's and, not good.
I woke up in the morning and I'd lost my pony armor.
Oh my gosh.
It like snapped off around my neck, so I was like. Oh shit, this is a bit of a major thing that's happened here. I might have to do some more reflecting and moving on. This is all in the last 5 years, eh?
Yeah.
Lime scooters.
Yeah, lime good scooters. Deadly, yeah, but.
Deadly, but so much fun.
So much fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the lime scooter video was for the title track, Thunderhead. Tell us a little bit about Thunderhead. Why did you choose that one specifically to be the title track? What's the story behind it? What inspired you to write that one in particular?
Well, that was the one that was written at the Thunderhead Artist Refuge.
That's
it was
right.
just one. Yeah. Yeah, it was just, I don't know, it sort of sums up in the most general way what was going on in my life, I guess, and that just about, you know, not being able to talk about things, but maybe feeling a bit spicy on the inside.
Fair enough. Yeah. Is that
the general theme of the album, I guess?
Yeah.
Just not being able to emotionally communicate properly, I guess.
For sure.
Looking at, you know, my shortcomings in that realm.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and that song just sort of sums it up. And I just like the name Thunderhead. I think it sounds cool.
It's is
like,
cool name.
Thunderhead.
It's pretty sick. Yeah.
And yeah, it's one word.
Yeah.
Got lots of nice consonant in it.
Mm-hmm. It's punchy. It's good.
Thunderhead. Oh, it's a double consonant. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like those sort of things.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Would you say you've got a favourite song on the album? Would it be that one? Or have you got another hidden gem in there?
My favourite song on the album is probably a song called Catherine.
Yeah.
Which is the second track on the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really like the groove and the chords. And, yeah, I just think it's just something about it that sits nice. And
yeah.
Yeah, it has some nice little parts in it, eh?
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
So, we're kind of wrapping it up here. Have you got any final thoughts or anything the listeners should know about your album just to close us out today?
I don't know if I can think of any, to be honest, maybe. Yeah.
Fair enough. That's
but,
all good.
You know, it's available for free everywhere, like all great music is. So. Ooh,
yes, that's a great one. Sweet. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thunderhead.
You too, Maddie. You have a great day.
You too. All right. Thunderhead by Fraser Ross.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thunderhead by Fraser Ross, out now on all streaming platforms. Go get it if you know what's good for you. I've got the title track here lined up coming up next. This is Thunderhead by Fraser Ross on Radio 1 91 FM.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.